The rain still hasn't let up. I hope Astrid's doing okay out there. That's true. If she were here now, she'd be the first to tell me. It's just a little drizzle. Yes, like that. I can't help it. After coming so close to losing you, I don't like taking chances. Not with the people I love. I do, but... You're right. And we do need those supplies. I think I just need to get my mind off of things, little one. No, you really aren't, are you? Not little at all. You know, speaking of which, I haven't properly gotten a chance to explore this new territory with you. Is that something you'd be interested in, little one? It would really help me keep my mind off of worrying about Astrid. It's something I've wanted for a while, my love. Let me take you to bed. You look so handsome in the light of the fire. Like an angel. Gorgeous. Of course. You're nothing short of perfection. Good things really do come in small packages. I mean, look at you. I've been holding myself back for ages, little one. Do you know how hard it was for me to keep my hands to myself for so long around you? All those baths we helped you take. You have no idea what that did to me. And that was before I was shrunk down enough to really appreciate it. Up close and personal. Oh, my love. Your mouth feels so good. Good against mine. Your tongue. Exceptionally okay at it. I'd even venture to say phenomenal. Quite a feat, considering the difference in our size. It's like learning an entirely new language. One that you clearly excel at. Little one, you have nothing to worry about. Really? You can practice on me. I think I have an inkling. Now, don't be shy, my love. I like it. We just need to do something about these clothes. They're entirely too in the way, don't you think? Here, let me. No, you do me. There we go. Perfect. Just like you. What's wrong, little one? You're right. It is. It's like I'm seeing you for the first time. Truly seeing you. And you are magnificent. I love you too. So much. You have nothing to be afraid of, because I'm here now. I'll always be here, taking care of you. In life. In the bedroom. If that's what you want, love. Anything for you. Then just relax. Give me your hand. You feel how wet you make me, baby. And I'm not the only one enjoying myself. You're as hard as steel. Oh, no, 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 my love. No such thing as too small. Not for me. No. I like you just the way you are. Every last little bit of you. I want to taste it. And at my size, oh, I can taste so much of you at once. Exactly how I imagined. Better. And you fit. Like you were made. For my mouth. You like that? Don't you, little one? My tongue lapping against the head of your cock. While I pull you in and out of my mouth. Between my lips. And down. All the way. Swallowing you to the hilt while my tongue explores. Oh, I love you. And I love this gorgeous body. Please, little one. I need to feel you inside of me. Don't worry. I'll be gentle. Oh, yes. Little one. You feel so good. Sliding. Like this. You slipping in and out. And you feel so much bigger than you look. Oh, never, never, my love. Never again. Not a single day. Pull your hips up to match me. Higher. Yes. Deep inside of me. You feel so good, little one. So right. I love you. And the sounds you make when I squeeze myself around you. Like that. Yes. If I'd known how good it would feel, I would never have waited so long. That's right. Oh, give yourself to me. All to me. Oh, yes. I want it. I want you to, come inside of me. It feels so right. So right. I am. That's it. You can do it. Come for me, little one. Come with me, baby. Well done, my love. That was incredible. I love you. I never thought I could be this happy. Or this satisfied. And yet, here I am. It's all thanks to you. Well, I may not need to, but that doesn't mean I won't. In fact, I'd like to see you try and stop me. But if you want to shut me up, I do know one way. And then, don't stop.